Today, we are looking at a new study that explores how we can make large language models safer and more reliable for answering critical public health questions. Welcome back to the Research Radar. I've got one new paper to dive into today, and it's a really important one if you care about the intersection of artificial intelligence and medical accuracy. Speakerization is fun. We know that large language models are getting incredibly good at passing medical exams and answering general health questions. But there is a massive, high-stakes problem when we move from general medicine to public health. In public health, the truth isn't static. Official guidance from governments and health organizations changes constantly as new data comes in. If an AI is relying solely on its training data, it might give you advice that was correct 2 years ago, but is actually dangerous today. On top of that, we have the classic issue of hallucinations, where the model just sounds very confident while being completely wrong. To solve this, researchers are increasingly turning to a technique called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG. If you aren't familiar with the term, think of it like this. Instead of asking a student to answer a question based only on what they remember from a textbook they read last year, you give them the textbook and say, open this to the correct page, read the current guidelines, and then answer the question. By grounding the AI's response in a specific, up-to-date collection of documents, you significantly reduce the chance of it making things up. The paper I'm looking at today, titled Healthier LLMs, takes this a step further. The researchers aren't just saying RAG is good, they are performing a systematic evaluation of how different RAG configurations actually perform. They wanted to see how the quality of the retrieval, basically, how well the system finds the right document, affects the final answer, and how faithful the model is to those documents. Speaker, what makes this study particularly robust is the benchmark they used. They took an existing dataset called PubHealthBench, which consists of nearly 8,000 questions derived directly from United Kingdom government public health guidance, and they extended it specifically for RAG testing. This is a crucial distinction. Most AI benchmarks use multiple choice questions. It's easy to grade a model if it just has to pick A, B, or C. But in the real world, public health advice isn't a multiple choice test. You need clear, nuanced, and accurate prose. This research pushes the evaluation beyond those simple formats to see how these models handle the complexity of real-world guidance. Speaker, anyone working on AI pipelines or evaluation methodologies, this paper is a must-read. It highlights that building a RAG system isn't just about plugging in a database, it's about the fine-tuning of how you retrieve information and, most importantly, how you measure whether the model is actually staying true to the source material. If we want to see AI playing a role in public health, we can't just settle for mostly correct. We need systems that are verifiable and grounded in the latest official data. This paper provides a roadmap for how we might actually get there.